These boys are huge. Justice Crew have had the number one song with Que Sera in the country for the last 8 weeks. It's now the equal first longest running Australian artist single since the inception of the ARIA charts in 1983. Joining us this morning from Justice Crew, Paulie, how are you doing?
Hello.
Oh my God. How do we celebrate for you? I was just going to say, like, I wish we had a gift or like a present we could send down the phone or something, like to celebrate you. Like if I had a bottle of champagne, I can't even pour you glass.
Oh, we can pour one on our own and then just magically clink.
Can we do one now? A magic clink?
I've got a coffee mug.
All I have is a bottle of water.
I've got a bottle of water too. Let's clink that.
All right, cheers.
One,
cheers,
two,
Blake.
Cheers.
Clink. I mean, clink. Do bottles of water do clinks? Okay, clink.
I tapped mine with a pen, so kind of.
See, we're rolling. That's okay. How we celebrate. Tell you what, though, it was we were very blessed by you guys coming to the border recently, all thanks to Telstra. Thanks. But we got to see you guys perform Que Sera live.
Yeah, that was awesome. It was a good fun. It was pretty cold, but, you know, it was fun to see everyone and, you know.
Screaming teens, mate. It was unbelievable. I was a bit scared, actually, when you boys came out. I was like, these girls and guys are going to walk all over us.
No, that was good. Like, you know, we love feeling, you know, welcome wherever we go. Aubrey definitely did that. So,
oh, Paulie, how many people were there? Like, I know, but we were expecting a massive crowd. But I actually even think some of the organisers were like, "Whoa!" They're a bit blown away by just how many people came out, and not just that, but how bloody excited they were to see you too.
Yes, yeah, it's insane. Like, we still I can't believe it. How much support we have, and how far we've gone, and they've been there no matter what. So it's a great feeling. It's really humbling to know that people appreciate what we do.
That's a bit cute of you.
quick question, Paul. You've got two earrings, correct?
Yeah.
Now, I actually have both my ears pierced too, but I've just turned 30. Is it still cool to have two earrings at my age?
You know what? It's your own body, so you can do whatever you want.
Thank you.
I say go for it.
Yeah. My dad, speaking of men with pierced ears, my dad is now, I think he's 53, 54. And it was probably, maybe on his 50th birthday, we sat him down and we had like a dad intervention because he was still rocking the two pierced ears. He had two sleepers. And we had to sit him down and we were like, "Dad, it's time. The earrings need to come out."
See, this is what I'm talking about. Like, and I've met Timmy. He's a stud. That's the thing.
Oh, my God. My dad. And he was shattered by that. He was really devastated.
Oh, wow. I'd still wear my earrings. I'd still go hard.
Hey, Paulie, just as we were talking about before, you were here for Telstra Thanks here on the border, which was amazing. We got to see you perform Que Sera live. And after that, I'm sure everybody was, you know, walking away from that concert, singing the lyrics in their head. And when we hear them on Star FM and on the telly and stuff, I don't know, it's a really catchy tune. And I've been singing Que Sera for so long. And then it wasn't until this morning it dawned on me. I'm like, what does that actually mean? What does Que Sera mean? So I Googled it.
Do you know what it means now?
Do you want to tell everybody else who doesn't know?
Okay, so Que Sera means whatever will be.
In what language?
Whatever will be. Spanish.
Spanish.
Ah.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
Hey, speaking of Spanish, do you know much else in Spanish? Any other parts of the language?
Just basic small talk. Like, once you pass, I'm good, thanks, then I'm screwed.
Okay. Well, what about if we test your Spanish language skills? I've got a bit of Spanish here for you. Do you want to have a crack at translating it?
All right, let's do it.
It's "Tu mama esta calante."
Oh, something about being good looking.
Oh, you're close. It means your mum is hot in Spanish.
Okay.
That's kind of close. Well, I've got one for you. This time it's actually going to be German.
Oh, wow. Okay.
All right. Kugelschreiber.
How are you?
No, it's actually pen.
Kugelschreiber.
Yeah, that whole thing is just pen.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
It's a big word for pen, isn't it?
You got another one, Christy?
Man, I can't imagine 100.
Okay. This one's French. It's où sont les toilettes?
Ooh.
Where's the toilet?
Yes!
Jeez, that's
where
all right.
Where is the bathroom?
All right, last one from me, Paulie. I've got another German one.
Good. Yeah.
Wunderbraten.
Oh, and I've heard this one before.
So have I. It sounds familiar.
Where's the toilet?
Hang on, you already said that.
It's actually like Wonder Bread.
Oh,
hang on, what? Wonder Bread?
Well, you can say Wunderbar is wonderful, and Braten's like
Wunderbar.
A bread.
Oh, okay. Hang on. Sounds like the name of a bar. That's awesome.
So, Wonder Bread.
I think it's Wonder Bread.
What is? Can I ask, what is Wonder Bread?
The most awesome thing ever out of Germany.
Oh, so it's a product. Is it a product?
I think I just whacked that one together.
I was going to say.
We'll go with Wunderbar. That means wonderful.
Oh, there we go.
Tell you what, Paulie, you're a joy. Thank you, mate. And again, congratulations to you and the boys with such an achievement with Que Sera. Can't wait to hopefully see you again back on the border sometime soon.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks for having me.